From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project, your home for news and information on the radio, online, and on the interweb. I'm John Fugelsang.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, December 28th, 2007. I'm so glad you showed up this morning, John.
Why wouldn't I?
We asked you to come guest host for a couple of days, you know, and then all heck breaks out yesterday. You did a valiant job during breaking news on your first day on the gig.
Thank you so much. I thought between Christmas and New Year's, it'll be all top 10 lists, right? Your highlights. Big news that week.
Little did you know. All right. Well, today's show should be, well, I'm going to knock wood here. A little less eventful, although the news geek in me does like the breaking news.
And the news geek in you did a great job yesterday. Thanks. It was really amazing to watch the staff here.
Yeah, we have a couple things brewing on the show today. We're going to talk to the editors of a new magazine called Meat Paper. It's a journal about the joys of meat.
It's called Meat Paper?
Meat Paper.
Okay.
But here's the hitch. Ready?
Yeah.
Edited by two former vegetarians.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, vegetarians for meat. That's a terrific support group. Well, with all the bad news over the past 24 hours we've been hearing, we're going to take a look at some of the good news stories from 2007.
And one of our favorite news guys, media news guys, movie news guys, is Daniel Holloway. He's got a good, batch of snark in him. He's great when he reviews movies. He's kind of the guy, your friend you talk to, who tells you the way it really is.
The guy you respect about movies.
Yeah, he's going to talk to us about The Great Debaters with Denzel Washington and There Will Be Blood. We also have Rachel Martin in a minute for today's headlines. But first, here is the BPP's big story. Hundreds of thousands of mourners are lining the funeral procession route in the ancestral home of slain Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, where she was just interred in her mausoleum. Even as violent reaction to her death continues throughout the rest of the country, at least 10 people reportedly died overnight during the unrest.
Now, Bhutto's death has complicated an already difficult political landscape in Pakistan. The country's January 8th parliamentary elections have been thrown into turmoil as opposition leaders yesterday called upon President Pervez Musharraf to resign. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, a one-time opponent of Bhutto's who became her ally, is also running for office and has indicated his party will boycott this election if it does take place as scheduled.
Now, leaders around the world, including French President Nicolas Sarkozy and UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown, exhorted the country to proceed with elections as planned, and the government says there are no plans to postpone them at this time.
Now, President Bush also urged Pakistan, a vital ally to the West in the war on terror, to fight extremists looking to undermine democracy.
We urge them to honor Benazir Bhutto's memory by continuing with the democratic process for which she so bravely gave her life.
The problem is, an election in Pakistan right now could cause even more chaos because there's no obvious strong successor to Bhutto within her Pakistani People's Party, and there could be very little time to find a replacement. So that means if Musharraf were to win, it could appear as a victory by default, which might already weaken his standing. Already, supporters of Bhutto, who was expected to beat Musharraf in the election, are blaming her murder on his government, which they say didn't do enough to protect her.
Benazir Bhutto will be buried beside her father. She is survived by her husband and three teenage children. We should also mention 28 people died at the rally where Benazir Bhutto was killed, and over 100 were injured. We'll have more in the story in a moment when we speak with Pakistani blogger Basim Usmani, live from Lahore.
That is the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.